What were your impressions from the trip? I imagine there's so much to talk about, but did you have a favorite part of the trip or just something that really surprised you about going through this part of the world?
I guess what surprised me, we were in three or four different Inuit villages, but I was surprised at how the company, Crystal, worked with the communities and was so sensitive to how they live and to help them. And that, you know, you don't see that all the time in big corporate organizations, but this was really what stood out now to me.
And during the whole trip, you were able to learn about the part of the world you were going through and the people you were seeing. And it looks like they had experts talking about things throughout, including, we should mention, a person who had studied bears in this area. You got to hear about polar bears from Lily or Elizabeth Peacock.
Yeah, that was a surprise when she was our polar bear expert here and then gave a little bio and said studied black bears in southeast Alaska. So I ran over to talk to her, and she was, you know, her focus was on QU, but she kind of based out of Petersburg and knew, remembered a lot of people. And she said, be sure to say hi to Mary Mucci. She remembers Mary. So, hi, Mary.
Great. And now she was able to talk about polar bears for people on the trip. You were able to see some on the way through?
Yes, we did. The camera equipment aboard was pretty astounding. And a lot of people went in Zodiacs and other kind of boats, helicopters. But I was just happy to stay aboard and with the cameras there, it was astounding. And then Lily was right there to give the details on, you know, with little features and how old they could be and how they live and stuff. So it's interesting. She went from QU, got her doctorate degree, and then has been studying now the polar bear expert in the Arctic.
Another thing that struck me watching the video that the company put out was the change in ice from one part of the trip to the other. At the beginning of the trip, or the first half of the trip, it was all that flat pack ice. And then later on, when you're out east, it would change more into those giant, giant icebergs.
And that, I learned about sea ice. I've never seen ice like that before. You mentioned the flat.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that as it starts to melt, there's little pools. And when those pools melt from the sun, that's what creates the global warming issue, too, in the Arctic. So that the water's warmer, it warms up underneath the ice. Mm. But that was fascinating for me because I was like, man, I've never, ever seen ice like this. And other people are like, you know, what's the big deal in a way? But it was just so different from what we see around here. And then on the other side by Greenland, that's huge, huge glaciers and icebergs. Totally different.